KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.
From Owensville this afternoon, it's a district title game between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. Welcome to high school basketball, Blair Oaks Falcons basketball on KWOS. I'm Kevin Kelly along with Tom Kramer. Tom, the winner of this basketball game will get Buffalo on Tuesday night in the sectionals. Buffalo over School of the Osage earlier today.
Yeah, Kevin, that ought to be a heck of a matchup. Buffalo went into that game with an 18-9 record, Osage 10-14, so Buffalo the favorite. They're going to move on.
Last night, we hope you were with us on KWOS for the district title game at the Rackers Fieldhouse between the Jefferson City Jays and the Helias Crusaders. The Jays win it by a score of 65-63. They had four players in double figures last night. Sterling Deshay leads the way with 18. They get 12 in the basketball game from Kevion Pendleton. Steven Samuels with 11, Michael Onikwor with 10, and it was Onikwor's 2 points with 4 seconds, that's actually 7 seconds left to go in the basketball game. That proved to be the difference as the Jays win their first district title since 2015, led almost the entire basketball game last night against the Helias Crusaders. The Jays were 5 of 6 from three-point land in the first half. And, Tom, 8 of 15 from the arc in the ballgame.
Oh, you know, they've been playing a lot better, obviously, since, you know, the Christmas break or whatever. They've won 8 out of their last 11 ball games. So they're going to move on, and they're going to be playing Waynesville.
It's the first win for the Jefferson City Jays against the Helias Crusaders since 2015. So it had been a winning streak of 10 in a row for the Helias Crusaders. Great basketball game, though, last night. Again, the Jays, congratulations to the Jays and to their coaching staff, headed up by Tony Phillips. They advance on to the sectionals, where they will meet the Waynesville Tigers on the road on Tuesday night. As we mentioned, Buffalo winning against School of the Osage earlier today, so they will meet the winner of this basketball game between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. How about St. James? They knocked off Fatima earlier this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, I talked about some upsets. This is a team that earlier in the season lost by basically double digits to Fatima. They'd lost some games by big margins earlier in the season, but they came in this tournament. They won big in the first game against Cuba, and then they beat Fatima by 7 the other night, 61-54. They got off to a quick start, and they played a heck of a ball game.
For the Blair Oaks Falcons, they draw a first-round bye. They're in action on Thursday night at the Falcon Athletic Complex. They defeat Owensville by a score of 71-32 in the basketball game. Tom, the first 18 points in the contest belonged to the Falcons, and Owensville held scoreless until 57 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Falcons led 46-12 at the half. Just about everybody who dressed saw action in the basketball game for Ryan Fix Ball Club, who moves to 21-4 on the season.
Well, you know, you like to win them like that. On the other side, you know, you'd sometimes would like to have a little closer game, kind of prepare you for your next ball game. But I'm sure Coach Fix got these guys ready. And, you know, they're not looking past anything. Obviously, as we mentioned, St. James really kind of struggled this season, but a big win the other night, and here they are in the district final.
Falcons, as I mentioned, 21-4 on the season. St. James is 10-11, but you know, Ryan Fick knows as well, you throw those numbers out the window as far as postseason play is concerned. Everybody's 0-0, and whoever has the good hot hand moves on as far as district is concerned.
And I think that's what, you know, you heard Coach Robertson this morning on your coach's show, and you've also heard Coach Fick talk about, you know, the start of the basketball game. It'll be real important to see how both of these teams come out. If St. James could come out and hit a couple of threes and maybe get a little bit of a lead, that'll be a different. I expect them to play a little bit of a slowdown game, but you know, Blair Oaks are going to want to play up tempo and try to go both ends of the court.
As we mentioned, the Falcons winning that semifinal game against Owensville 71-32. He didn't play in the fourth quarter, but Luke Northweather ended the basketball game with 27 points in the contest, 15 for Quinn Cushion. They come into the basketball game for Northweather, averaging just under 28 points a basketball game. Quinn Cushion about 20 a contest. The third in double figures is Jake Closser, averaging about 10 points a basketball game for the Falcons. Speaking of Blair Oaks, let's talk about the Lady Falcons for just a minute. Right here in Owensville last night, they captured their first district basketball title since 2013 as they defeated Fatima by a score of 39-34. Their winning streak now is at 10 at 16-10 on the season. They beat the number 1 and 2 seeds to capture the district crown. Mallory Fick with 13 points to lead the Lady Falcons. Autumn Bax with 13 as well. It was 39-34. Blair Oaks advances to the sectionals, where they will take on Eldon at home on Wednesday. We're back to chat with Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. He was on the coach's show this morning. We'll have that interview after this timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
We are joined now by Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. A lot of windshield time for the Ryan Fick family this week.
Yeah, it's been a really fun week in our household this week. Super proud of our girls team and what they were able to accomplish this week. And just been a fun week all the way around.
Yeah, you've been to St. James, to Owensville, and you're headed back to Owensville again today.
Yeah, been on the road quite a bit, but it's a great time of the year. It's what March is all about as far as basketball goes, and we're excited to make that drive back to Owensville again today.
You know, you take a look at Class 4 today, and you have the basketball game in Owensville against St. James. Buffalo, they were in District 10, and they will play School of the Osage, and the winner of that ball game gets the winner of the ball game between Blair Oaks and St. James. And then in District 7, Hallsville takes on Montgomery County, so there's a tri-county conference feel to Class 4 basketball today.
Yeah, a lot of tri-county feel, and excited for those other teams, Hallsville and Osage, to be able to represent the Tri-County, and hopefully all of us can get a win and move on.
We talk about this all the time. To me, the gold standard in high school basketball is a 20-win regular season. You're at 21-4. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it is kind of the gold standard, and especially this year when going in, you weren't even sure if you're going to play 20 games. And to be able to get to that mark again is a testament to our kids and the work and effort that they put in and what they're able to accomplish. So super proud of those guys as well.
Heading into the game this afternoon, you have, I believe, a 6-game winning streak. I want to go to that for just a second, because you lost to the Jefferson City Jays by 2 at the Fleming Fieldhouse, 55-53. You've rattled off 6 straight wins, and the closest that anyone has come to you in a basketball game is 18 points, and that was Helias, and you beat them 64-46. Since that time, you beat Osage 90-48. You beat California 71-40. You beat Versailles 106-58. You beat Eldon by a score of 81-37. And then in the district semifinals earlier this week, you beat Owensville by a score of 71-32.
Yeah, I feel really good about where we're at defensively. I think that has been the common denominator in that stretch. And even the game against Jeff City, I thought we guarded really, really well. And we always try to sell our kids that defense travels, and no matter what's happening on the offensive end, the effort and the energy on the defensive end has to be the constant. And that Jeff City game, our offense sputtered a little bit, and we weren't able to score enough points to win. But you look at that game now, and after Jeff City wins a district title last night, we had said Jeff City was playing really, really well down the stretch. And they had started to put 4 quarters together, and watching them on film even throughout the year, they look really, really, really good at times, and then they would always maybe have a quarter or half a quarter where they sputtered a little bit. But that loss is nothing to be ashamed of, and because it was against a really good team. So I like the way we're playing, especially on the defensive end.
I like these numbers, and I bet you do too. You take a look at going into that basketball game against Owensville earlier in the week. You average 72 points a ball game on offense, giving up 53.5 points a game on defense. That's a difference of 18.5 points.
Yeah, and like we said, you know, defensively is kind of what we hang our hat on. We obviously have some guys that can score the basketball, but when you get to this time of the year, and the thing that you notice about teams that win in March is they can guard, and I think our kids have bought into that.
You take a look at that Owensville game, and they came in. You had a height advantage, and it's a situation where maybe you get off to a slow start, and they're in the basketball game for the first quarter, maybe half, but you took care of business. First 18 points of the basketball game scored by the Falcons. You passed the ball well. You shot the ball extremely well, and your defense was outstanding, and not only the whole ball game, but particularly in the first quarter.
Yeah, and this time of the year, the start of a game is so important. I think when you see the ball go in the basket and you score first, you kind of breathe a little bit easier. And we were able to do that. Our defense was solid. It took Owensville a while. You know, we were able to get them to penetrate to the basket. You've got Luke Northweather a little there. I think he had 3 or 4 blocks in the front end. It took him a little bit to get a shot off, and, you know, we rebounded well. We got the tempo in our favor, and we got off to that good start, which, you know, allowed us to settle in a little bit quicker.
All right, you have St. James this afternoon. Tell us about the Tigers.
They're a very confident, hot team right now. And you got to sell it to your kids that you can't really look at scores, their scores throughout the season. They've dealt with a lot of adversity. They, on two different occasions, I believe, went on 2-week quarantines where they were completely shut down. And, you know, they didn't even get to play in their tournament that, you know, we participated in late January. So it's hard for them to get any kind of rhythm like that, but they're obviously playing their best basketball right now with the win that they had over Fatima the other night. So, you know, they found a way to get that win done, so they're going to come into tonight's game very confident.
What did you take away from that Fatima game that you saw the other night?
Just the way St. James, you know, you watch them on film, and they played a little bit different against Fatima the other night than what you had seen them, especially on the defensive end. They kind of grinded it out, slowed the tempo down, and played more of a packed-in, you know, kind of tempo control zone, rather than usually they're out in passing lanes and they're really aggressive and trapping and even extended full court at times. But they backed it into the half court a little more against Fatima.
Tell me about their top two scorers, Caden Geezy averaging 12.3 points per ball game and Peyton Groover at 11.6 a contest.
Yeah, Groover really shoots the ball well, was really hot the other night against Fatima, and, you know, hit some early shots, which, you know, gave them the confidence. And it's one of those deals, you know, a lower seed like that, they come in really with nothing to lose. And if they see the ball go through the net early, that confidence just grows as the game goes along. And especially if they continue to maintain the lead, they just get better and better. And then the other kid, you know, he's not necessarily going to shoot a ton of threes, but he's really good to the basket. Really, you can tell he's a very smart player. Scores well around the basket, and you know, we'll definitely have our hands full with those two. It'd be a, you know, complete team effort to keep them in check.
I think the tallest player that they start is Logan Sparks at 6'4", and he averages about 7 points a basketball game.
Yeah, and he plays, you know, inside and is more of a true post player. Not going to step out too much, but he's physically got some strength, and I'm sure that he'll make some contact with Luke Northweather today for sure.
As we mentioned, St. James in the district title game with a victory over Fatima earlier this week, and you beat Owensville by a score of 71-32 to make it to the district title game. Take a look at this game today against the St. James Tigers. What's your number one key?
Well, I think the start is key, and I would say probably, you know, to both teams. It, you know, coming out and trying to get off to a good start, especially on the offensive end, we know they're going to try to grind things out and really, you know, maybe ugly it up a little bit with what they do defensively on the offensive end. And, you know, they're very well coached. They'll have a game plan in place to probably try to make somebody other than Quinn and Luke beat them. So our other guy's going to have to step up and be ready to score the basketball today. And then on the defensive end, just, you know, get that consistent effort that we've had in the last few weeks.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to Owensville. District title game this afternoon between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. I'm Kevin Kelly along with Tom Creamer. Any final thoughts on the interview that you heard just a few moments ago from Coach Vick?
No, Kevin, I've heard it now a couple times today, but I think the start's going to be important. And, you know, again, if you're St. James, I think you want to come out and you want to try to set the tempo, but maybe a slow game and see what happens.
All right, for the Blair Oaks Falcons, they will start in the backcourt. Jake Closter, a senior at 5'8". Quinn Cushion, a junior at 6'1". Up front, it is Bryson Jeffries. Jeffries is a junior at 6'. Carson Pringer, a senior at 6'2". And Luke Northweather. Northweather, a junior at 6'9". Pringer, Northweather, Jeffries, Closter, and Cushion, the starting five this afternoon for the 21-4 Blair Oaks Falcons. For the 10-11 St. James Tigers, they will start in the backcourt, Chris Boone. Boone is a junior at 5'9". Also in the backcourt, it is Caden Geezy. Geezy is a senior at 6'. The third guard is Peyton Groover. Groover, a sophomore at 6'1". Up front, it is Logan Sparks, a junior at 6'4", and Trent Satterfield. Satterfield, a senior at 6'3". Sparks and Satterfield up front. Groover, Geezy, and Boone in the backcourt for the Tigers. Hope you enjoy the broadcast this afternoon from Owensville. The winner will get Buffalo. They won their game in the district title earlier this afternoon at School of the Osage, 71-57. Tom?
St. James comes in, and they're in their red jerseys. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial. Blair Oaks in their white and green, and here to tell you about it is Mr. Kevin Kelly.
All right, ball tipped up in the air, controlled by the Falcons, and Closter will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key, slides to the right side. Top of the circle goes to Carson Pringer, dribbles to the left wing, now in the left corner goes to Quinn Cushion. He comes to the wing, 15-footer away off the front of the iron, no good, ball tipped up and grabbed momentarily by Closter, and then stealing it away with Satterfield. Back the other way, here come St. James Tigers, and they have the ball stripped away. Bryson Jeffries had it momentarily, and then it's Chris Boone who tracks it down in the backcourt for the Salem Tigers. Geezy across the timeline, comes to the right wing, drives to the baseline on the dribble, can't shoot, bounce pass back up top. They get it between the circles at the foul line to Satterfield. Back up top to Boone. He resets the offense. 7-17 left to go in the opening quarter. No score in our basketball game. Satterfield, bounce pass, gets away, goes out of bounds. Back to the Falcons.
Yeah, good defense that time, interior by the Falcons. They forced Satterfield to turn around. He thought he had a man, threw it out of bounds.
Half-court inbounds pass caught by Pringer from Luke Northweather and the Falcons in the front court. In the corner, Carson Pringer drives baseline, whistle, block foul call. Trying to go baseline to the bucket, and over there was Satterfield, did not get stationary. He'll pick up the block foul, first foul in the basketball game, 55 seconds into the contest. It is Closter to inbound it left of the bucket. Lobs it out, caught by Cushion, three-point arc, puts it on the floor, comes to the baseline, up top now to Pringer. Dumps it down, Northweather gets open, turns, lays it up and in.
Well, that's way too easy. No help on the inside that time by St. James, just a little lob pass, Northweather with the bucket.
2-0 lead for the Falcons. Boone in the backcourt. Works it with Sparks. Sparks now has it. Cuts to his left. Pulls it up. Looks for help. Lobs it across half court. Caught by Boone in a double-team trap. Now he gets in the corner to Groover. Bounce pass and off the glass coming down the lane and banking it home with the basket. That is Caden Geezy, and we're tied at two. Almost threw it away, then got a good bucket down low, Tom.
Yeah, the good pressure by Blair Oaks, but obviously St. James able finally to break it and got an easy layup.
Cushion, long distance three from the right side off the iron, no good. Ball tracked down on the left sideline. It goes out of bounds, last touched by the Tigers. NBA type of three from Cushion on the right side, Tom.
Yeah, you get that anytime you want, Kevin. I think he probably would have loved to move that basketball around a little bit more.
All right, Closter now has it right of the circle, three-point arc, left side to Cushion, dumps it down to Northweather. He'll draw a double team, cross-court feed in a corner, caught down by Closter on the right side with the left-hand dribble. Up the sidelines, cross-court feed to Cushion, now into the corner to Pringer. Carson Pringer with the dribble to the left wing, feeds it to Jeffries, touch pass Northweather, deep in the corner for three, and it's good.
I tell you what, they inside, they were double teaming. He moves outside, they go inside out, and Northweather with the three.
5-2 lead, all 5 points belong to Northweather. Nice touch pass, by the way, from Bryson Jeffries. Just inside the foul line, into the corner to Northweather. Dribbling against the double team, Satterfield. They get in the corner. Three is on the way from Sparks, and he knocks it down. He answers the Northweather bucket, and we're tied at five.
Well, you heard, he's probably their best shooter from the outside. Sparks, he nails that three to tie it.
Closter will slide to the right side. Lobs it left side now to Carson Pringer, to Bryson Jeffries, who steps out to the arc. Right side, Closter puts it on the floor. Top of the key, it goes to Pringer. Pringer puts it on the floor, drives down the lane. Nice between a pair. Running layup is no good off the glass. Rebound and a tie-up. Satterfield got it momentarily. Tied up by Bryson Jeffries. Alternate possession, and it should go to the Tigers.
Boy, nice job that time by Jeffries, because I thought St. James was going to be away with it. Jeffries got his hand in there. Got the tie-up. St. James ball. Full court pressure by the Falcons.
Bounce pass in to Geezy. Back in the middle of the floor to Sparks. Tied at five with 5 minutes left to go in the opening quarter of this district title game from Owensville right here on KWOS. In the backcourt, pressure. Geezy against Quinn Cushion. A whistle and a foul, and I think Cushion's going to pick up the personal.
Yeah, a little bit too much back there. Almost a 10-second count as St. James was having a little bit of a problem, but Cushion definitely ran into Geezy, and that's going to be his first of the game.
Tom, nice crowd of green here to root on the Falcons this afternoon.
Little green, little red. I think it's Christmas time, partner.
Red, the primary color for the St. James Tigers. Geezy has it now left wing. Drives to the baseline. Underneath the basket. Leans, puts it up. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Northweather with the rebound. Outlet. Here comes Cushion back 2-on-2. Goes in the lane. Long stride left. Whistle and a foul as he goes in. Took it from the right wing, Tom. Cut to his left. And that was a long stride that he took up off the dribble to get inside. And he'll earn two from the foul line. And to the scorers table, it will be Silas Redburn, a sophomore at 5'11".
I'm sorry, Kevin. That's because Satterfield picked up his second real quick like that.
First one is good for Quinn Cushion. Breaks the tie, 6'5". Satterfield, as Tom mentioned, picking up his second foul. That's only the second team foul on the St. James Tigers. So Silas Redburn checks in. Cushion makes the second. Had us back to a two-point lead for the Blair Oaks Falcons. Some numbers as far as Redburn is concerned. He's a sophomore at 5'11". Boone, touch pass in the corner. Groover for three. It's off the iron. No good rebound. Boone in traffic. Put it on the floor. Stripped away by Bryson Jeffries of the Falcons. Outlet left passing lane. Closter quickly in the front court. Underneath the basket trying to drive was Quinn Cushion. Ball was slapped out of his hands by Chris Boone. It stays with the Falcons with 4:18 left to go in the opening quarter. Cushion left of the bucket will inbound. He lobs it in. Northweather catches it, puts it up off the iron hook. It gets his own rebound, puts it up a second time, hits the same back part of the rim, and bounds away. And now Chris Boone collects the carom. And St. James is back the other way, puts on the brakes at the top of the key. Hands it off, coming down the left side. Geezy shot blocked and knocked off the wall by Luke Northweather.
Well, he got all of that when Geezy beat his man up top, went down the right side of the lane, and old Luke came over and knocked the thing into the back wall.
Bryson Jeffries checking out on that stoppage and play. Quickly in is Dylan Hare. They get it in. Pull-up jumper by Geezy is good. Nice inbounds play, Tom, as Geezy took off from the top of the key. Got the pass. Floater with the right hand goes down. We're tied at 7. 3:50 left to go in the opening quarter. All right, Pringer, left side, dribbles in the key. Kicks it back out to Hare. Quick pass over to Quinn Cushion. Cushion operates, three-point arc right side, cross-court lob to Klosser. Puts it on the floor, draws a double team, kicks it up top. Now it goes to Pringer. He'll come down the lane off the glass. No good as it laid on the front of the iron. Rebound, Redburn, bounce pass Boone into the front court with it, Groover. Cross-court lob caught by Redburn. Touch pass to Sparks in the left corner. Sparks, nice bounce pass down low. Good defense, though, by Quinn Cushion to steal it away. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by St. James as he gets inside to take that basketball away, and it goes out, last touch by the Tigers. All right, 7-all with 3:20 left to go in the opening quarter. Klosser across the timeline. Feeds it over to Hare. Hare, right side, cross-court lob. Klosser catches, knocks down the three.
Boy, he did that in stride. Hare finds him on the left side. Jake nails the three, three-point lead.
First points of the basketball game for Klosser in the backcourt. Geezer with a bounce pass across half-court to Boone. Boone weaves through traffic, comes to the right side, hands it off, comes down the lane. That's Groover. Shot is blocked by Carson Pringer. Loose ball picked up. Dylan Hare down the right side, cuts inside of the defender with the glass and the bucket.
Well, they did it off the defensive side. You do it defensively, then you get on the break. Hare finishes up, five-point lead.
Pass in the corner, Redburn. Back up top. Here's Sparks for three. This one high off the glass. No good. The rebound picked up by Carson Pringer. Leads a 3-on-2 break. Middle of the floor. Bounce pass to Klosser. Tries to throw it out to Cushion. Deflected and stolen away by Boone to Groover. Groover bounce pass to Redburn to the bucket. Reverse layup is no good. Partially blocked, I believe, on the way up by Luke Northweather. Loose basketball comes to the Falcons with 2:13 left.
Now, this is a tempo that definitely favors Blair Oaks, Kevin.
Northweather with a long distance three. It's off the back of the rim. Good rebound, though, by Cushion. He gets it over to Pringer. Right back to Quinn Cushion at the three-point arc. He resets the offense. Just under two to play in the opening quarter. 5-0 run right now for the Falcons as they lead 12-7. Quick touch pass. Hare to Klosser. Down on the baseline to Pringer. Turns. Gets it to Northweather. Lays it up and
in. Wow, what a beautiful passing play. St. James needs a timeout. But that touched about everybody's hands. Klosser over to Pringer. Pringer underneath Northweather for the layup. 7-point lead for the Falcons.
It's a 7-0 run, and Luke Northweather with 7 to lead the Falcons. Timeout on the floor. We're back with more basketball after this 30-second break.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family that's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Hawthorne Bank.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to Owensville, district title game between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. Kevin Kelly along with Tom Kramer. And Tom, 7-0 run for the Falcons. They lead this one 14-7.
And they're doing that off their defense, Kevin. A couple of block shots, a couple of misplays by St. James, and you get the old Falcons getting out there on offense.
Groover passes down low. Sparks gets open. Shot blocked on the way up. Whistle and a foul call.
I think it's going to be on Harrigan.
Yep. He checks in during the timeout for the Blair Oaks Falcons. We're going to double check it. I think he replaces Carson Pringer. Does that look right to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At the line, Sparks has a pair with a minute 37 left in the opening period. First one is away and good. So the 7-0 run stops with Sparks getting one of two from the foul line. Has another one coming. He and Geezy with four each. All 8 points belong to those two players for the Tigers. Next one is on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net. No. Sparks has five, Tom.
You can see a little pressure this time by St. James.
Across the timeline, Harrigan in the right corner with a basketball. Gets it to Northweather. Draws a triple team. Back out to Harrigan. Launches the three. In and out, no good. Rebound. Northweather off the glass and good.
Boy, that was a man-sized rebound. Harrigan misses the three. Northweather goes up against three guys and able to pull the rebound and the putback.
He's got nine in the basketball game already. Groover on the sideline. Ball stolen away by Northweather. Outlet pass to Harrigan. Back to Northweather. Three-point arc. Drives to the baseline. Up to Klosser, deflected, reaches back, gets control of it, works against Groover. A minute left to go in the opening quarter. Harrigan, nice underhand feed as he drove to the baseline left side, underhand feed to you-know-who in the lane, and Luke Northweather catches and lays it up and in, and he's got 11 and now a steal. Ball thrown away near half court. Here comes Klosser back the other way. Feeds it in the corner to Quinn Cushion. Ball fake, brings it up the left sideline. He'll reset it as he comes to the hash mark with 40 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Puts it on the floor, comes in the lane, floaters away, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Rebound is grabbed by the Tigers. Now the ball's loose on the floor, trying to get it on the baseline and save it was Luke Northweather. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Falcons. Well, as Pringer and Jeffries check back into the ball game.
You got to like it if you're Ryan Fichto, two of his big stars, Cushing and Northweather, both on the ground trying to get that basketball.
So with Jeffries and Pringer checking back in, Northweather and Closser will check out in the final 29 seconds of the opening quarter. 18-9, Falcons have the lead. Boone with the lob across half court. Puts on the brakes at the three-point arc on the right side for the St. James Tigers. 18-9, it was 7-all and a 7-0 run by the Blair Oaks Falcons to open up a little bit of a lead here. Bounce pass intercepted by Harrigan. Looks the other way for the layup, and it's good. The steal in the bucket for Zach Harrigan with 7 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. In the backcourt, Geezy brings it across the timeline for St. James. The leaner is away and good off the glass at the buzzer. That's a big bucket for Geezy and for St. James at the buzzer because they would have been down double digits after one. His bucket, though, draws them to within 9 after the first 8 minutes of today's basketball game. After one in this district title game from Owensville, it's the Blair Oaks Falcons 20, the St. James Tigers 11. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this 1 minute timeout.
The best doctors have patients. You're thinking, thanks, Captain Obvious, but I'm talking about patients with a C. If you go to your doctor with an uncommon problem, you want to know they're not going to get frustrated, throw up their hands, and give up. That's why Frosty's Auto Clinic is still going strong after 25 years. Whether the issue with your car is common or uncommon, Jefferson City residents know at Frosty's Auto Clinic the doctor is in, and he has the patience, with a C, to hang in there until the problem is fixed. Find Frosty's on Facebook.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back. The Falcons have the basketball first to start the second quarter, 20-11. Blair Oaks has the lead. Kevin Kelly along with Tom Creamer. All right, in the right corner, Closser, ball above the head. Dumps it top of the key to Bryson Jeffries. Left of the circle, Cushing gets the pass. Three, cups the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, trying to get it. Sealing the baseline, a couple of Tigers trying to lean over there and keep it in play was Luke Northweather. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Falcons. Tom, some first quarter numbers.
Blair Oaks is 8 of 17, 4 out of 10 for St. James. They've turned the ball over four times.
20-11, the 9-point lead for the Falcons in breaking the full court press. Boone bounce pass to Satterfield. Satterfield on a triple team. Passed it back out to Geezy. Intercepted by Closser. He starts back one on two. Shot up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Luke Northweather. Spins left. Shot off the glass, no good. Follow, no good off the glass. Rebound Closser. Outlet to Pringer. And a reach in foul be called on the St. James Tigers.
Well, they're dominating the offensive glass. I'm telling you, Northweather's had two or three opportunities. We had pushbacks. That time he misses a couple. Closser gets it. He misses. But, I mean, they were just dominating on the offensive glass.
Groover picks up the foul as first in the basketball game. All right, left of the bucket to inbound it. That is Cushion. Cross-court lob caught by Closser in the corner now to Cushion. Cushion with the left-hand dribble at the three-point arc. Picked up in the man-to-man defense by Boone. Left side, they get it to Pringer. Inside the key to Jeffries. Now to Closser, and he'll bring it out to the corner. With the left-hand dribble, Closser dumps it down to Bryson Jeffries. Jeffries off the glass, no good. Contact as he went inside. Satterfield almost picked up a third. Back the other way. Here comes Geese. His floater is no good. Rebound Jeffries. Outlet. Here comes Luke Northweather. Comes down the left side. Finger roll, no good. Gets his own rebound. Second one off the iron, no good. Falls to the floor. Loose basketball picked up by the Tigers. Geese pulls up the dribble. Looks for help. Bounce pass to Satterfield at the foul line. Spin move to the right. Shot is blocked and knocked out of bounds by Luke Northweather, who was not happy that he was knocked to the floor at the other end. He came trailing on the play. Satterfield didn't see him until it was too late, and the ball slapped out of bounds.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's some contact out there on both sides, Kevin.
Boone will launch it into the backcourt on the inbounds play, tracked down by Caden Giese. Still 20-11 with 6:40 left to go in the first half. Falcons by nine. Bounce passes. They work it to the right sideline. Back up top to Satterfield. Satterfield starts the second quarter with two fouls. Bounce pass back from Satterfield to Giese. And Giese at the top of the key. Switches hands on the dribble. Comes down the right side. Leans. Puts up the shot. Off the glass. Spins out. No good. Rebound grab by Closser. Closser cuts around. Groover leads the break. Jeffries back out to Northweather. Puts it on the floor. Traveling is going to be called. Head and shoulder fake before he put it on the floor. All right. In the first quarter, 20 points for the Falcons. Five different players score in the opening quarter. Luke Northweather with 11. Zach Harrigan had two. Quinn Cushion with two. Dylan Hare with two. Three for Jake Closser. Four St. James, Tom, 11 points, but from just two players. Caden Giese with 6-5 from Logan Sparks. Inbounding it with 6:05 left to go in the first half. Boone brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. So far, 2 minutes into the quarter, no scoring by either ball club. On the sideline, now they get it to Giese, top of the key. Bounce pass, Sparks catches it, three is away. Long off the back of the iron, rebound is grabbed by Quinn Cushion.
Well, neither team shooting the ball very well here, Kevin.
Bryson Jeffries, three-point arc, dumps it baseline. Carson Pringer back up top to Jeffries. Swings it around left side. Closser, good look for three off the back of the iron. No good. There's a whistle, and I think a foul away from the basketball. This one might be on Redburn as he pushed Northweather out of the paint. Silas Redburn will pick up his first in the basketball game. Team foul number five.
Redburn's only 5'11", but I'm telling you what, he got a battle under there. Look at that.
Bryson Jeffries feeds it to Closser, top of the key to Pringer. Pringer down the lane. He tried to get it to Northweather, and a lot of pushing and shoving. And back the other end, it is Giese. Giese loses the handle, gets it back. People falling on the floor, and now Northweather will be back the other way. He and Redburn were really in a battle in the paint. Jeffries, top of the key, lobs it left side to Closser. He'll launch the three, knocks it down.
Well, that kind of silences everybody here for a little bit. But, I mean, it is getting physical out there.
Redburn back the other way to Boone, top of the key. He comes down the lane with a runner. It's good.
Boy, nice play by Boone. Nobody picked him up, Kevin. He came right down the middle of the lane. Northweather stayed away. Easy bucket.
Bryson Jeffries in the left corner with a basketball. Lobs it up to Closser. Quick touch pass to Carson Pringer. In the corner, Jeffries for three. It's a little bit long and no good. Rebound Sparks for St. James. 4:35 left to go in the first half. 23-13. Redburn top of the key. Whistle and a foul called on Bryson Jeffries. Kind of interesting. That wasn't much of a bump.
No.
When you compare to what happened a couple of minutes ago between Luke Northweather and Redburn.
I was going to say, that's nothing compared. I mean, Luke Northweather has been on the ground at least four times here in the first half.
A couple of substitutions. We'll get them for you in just a second. For St. James, checking in is Blake Redburn.
I was going to say, they're both sophomores. I'm going to guess twins.
Shot in the corner for three is no good by Silas Redburn. Rebound Satterfield. His putback is no good as it hits the back of the rim twice. And now the rebound to Luke Northweather. 4:15 left to go in the first half. 23-13, Falcons by 10. Carson Pringer, right side, back up to Closser, top of the key in the left corner. Cushion, ball fake, comes to the wing on the dribble, comes into the lane, bumped a little bit by Giese, no call. They'll feed it over on the right side to Closser, just inside the foul line. Jeffries back behind him to Carson Pringer with 3:50 left to go in the first half. Putting the ball on the right hip and handing it off to Closser. Gets it over to Pringer. Pringer will put the ball on the left hip, move it to the right hip. And they'll just wait a couple of seconds here before they start as Giese comes up with the defense. Now to Jeffries in the middle of the floor. Getting sandwiched at the foul line is Luke Northweather.
Oh,
there
Kevin.
Needs to be a call. There has to be a call. Yep. And there finally is a whistle blown as it was Redburn and Satterfield. And, I mean, they were hooking arms, pushing and shoving Luke Northweather. And the call will go against Satterfield. That's his third, team foul number six against St. James.
Well, you talk about letting them play. I'm telling you what, this thing's going to get out of control, though, Kevin, if they don't start calling this.
They lob it into Northweather to Closser in the corner for three. Off the rim, no good. Ball is grabbed by Redburn. Bounce pass out to Boone. Boone will bring it up as he crosses half court to the top of the key. Cuts right, kicks it out. Three is on the way from Redburn. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Jake Quasher with 3:05 left in the first half. Gets it to Carson Pringer. Puts on the brakes. Resets the offense. Three even left. And a timeout's taken by the Blair Oaks Falcons. Timeout on the floor. 3:02 left to go in the first half. It's Blair Oaks 23, St. James 13. And Tom, it is physical in the paint as Luke Northweather is trying to set up either just inside the foul line or at the foul line. He has a player in front of him, a player behind him. They're locking elbows. They're pushing and trying to get position. And again, with the timeout, one of the assistant coaches for the Blair Oaks Falcons talking things over with the official. I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly, Kevin. I mean, you know, Luke's trying to keep his composure in there, but he's getting banged around pretty good down on that offensive end. As you say, St. James is trying to take him out of his game here tonight. They've had a couple of different guys on him. Right now you've got both Redburns in there, two sophomores. They only go about 5'11", Kevin, but I mean, they, one of them's fronting them, and then as you say, it's Satterfield, who usually is behind him. But Redburn, he is following Luke around like he knows what he's going to have for supper. I'm telling you, he is all over him.
I think if Luke leaves the gym, Redburn will go with him.
I think he will.
Only 5 points total have been scored in 5 minutes here in the second quarter. Closer has a three, a bucket by Boone, and that's it. And back to action. The Falcons have the basketball. Quinn Cushing off a feed from Closer. Three is away. Pinball's out. No good. Luke Northweather gets the rebound. Kicks it up top. Closer will launch the three, and it's good.
That's his third one. Cushing misses, but Closer is his third three, and the lead is doubled.
So 20 of the 26 points belong to Luke Northweather and to Jake Closer. 11 for Northweather, 9 for Closer. Down the lane, it worked a couple of times in the first quarter. It works here in the second quarter. They get a pass breaking from the top of the key coming down the lane. That is Caden Giese. Giese with the bucket. He's got 8. It's an 11-point lead for the Falcons at 26-15 here late in the second quarter. Here, top of the key, right sideline pass that goes to Bryson Jeffries. Look at it inside, Tom. They're around. Yep. There's a triangle around Luke Northweather inside. Redburn is there, Yeesey's there, and Satterfield's there.
Well, Satterfield's just kind of playing like he's right in the middle of the lane down there, and then Redburn's all over out front.
Feeding it over. Hares open for three left side. This one long off the back of the iron. Rebound grabbed by Closer. He goes to the bucket off the glass and good. Rebound off the iron by Closer off the window. Jake's got 11 in the ballgame. Back to the way. Redburn high off the glass. No good. The rebound to Northweather. Slapped away from him. Picked up by Giese. Giese spins at the top of the key. Continues on to the right wing. Feeds it to Redburn. Ball fake. Gets his man in the air. Three is away and good. Blake Redburn with the three. And it's a 10-point lead for the Falcons here late in the second quarter, 28-18. Redburn and Boone scoring here in the second quarter. Only two in the first quarter for the Tigers. Top of the key, they get it down low. Hare shot off the glass, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Giese. Outlet pass to Redburn. Redburn goes to the bucket. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Giese. Giese shot. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Quinn Cushing. They tie one another up. They go to the floor with 48 seconds left to go in the first half.
Wow.
Boy, what a physical basketball game.
I would say so. I mean, I'm still going back to that touch foul a few minutes ago that we saw. I mean, there have been guys all over the floor in this basketball game. They're letting them bang around out there.
Right of the bucket, it will be the Tigers inbounding it. 28-18, under a minute left to go in the first half. Sparks gets it top of the key, puts it on the floor. Ball stripped away from him. He is tied up on the floor. Quinn Cushing getting in to tie him up, and let's see who gets it on the alternate possession. I believe
David,
it will it'll go to the Falcons.
Yep.
And they've got 43 seconds left to go in the first half. All right, 28-18, Falcons have the lead. Hare lobs in the front court, caught by Harrigan. Back up to Hare, 35 seconds left to go in the first half. Hare, top of the key, feeds it in the left corner. Harrigan had a good look at three, but wants to run some more clock, and he brings it up as he circles between the circles where he gives it to Hare. He'll take over top of the key. We're down to 23 seconds left to go in the first half. Falcons led 20-11 after one. 28-18 Falcons here in the final 15 seconds of the first half. District title game from Owensville. The Blair Oaks Falcons against the St. James Tigers. All right, 9 seconds left to go. Hare slides left side, hands it off to Cushion, loses his balance, ball is loose. He goes out of bounds, last touch by Redburn.
That's a tough break because Cushion fell down and it looked like St. James was going to get out and run with it. But the ball goes out of bounds, it'll stay with Blair Oaks. 3.8 seconds left.
Hare checks out. Bryson Jeffries checks in. Harrigan gets it into Northweather. Northweather turns, hands it off to Quinn Cushion. Quinn Cushion, ball fake, can't shoot it. Buzzer sounds.
Nope, nothing.
First half is in the book, set at halftime. The Blair Oaks Falcons lead the St. James Tigers by 10. It's the Falcons 28, the Tigers 18. More basketball from Owensville. District title game after this one-minute timeout.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to Owensville. Halftime of our district title basketball game between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. Tom, I'm not saying one way or another as far as whether I think this is being officiated good or not good. I think it's getting a little too physical out there as far as this basketball game is concerned. I know you sometimes officials let them play, that's fine, but I'm going to tell you, there were a couple of instances, especially in the second quarter, when players are starting to lock arms and pushing and shoving, and they end up, one of the three ends up being on the floor. There's got to be a foul call.
Well, Kevin, the stat I'm going to talk about here in a minute that's the most surprising to me is we've had 4 free throws shot in the first half. And if you're watching this game and you're seeing the physicalness of it, you would not believe that, because you're right, it's on both ends. I mean, they're double-teaming, as we talked about, Northweather inside and out. And like I said, they're locking arms and they're banging around, and you know, they're not calling on either end. So I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's consistent.
They're consistent. They're just really letting them play here tonight.
And I think they're telling them they're going to let them play. I just think that there were a couple of instances where, even if you say, "Hey, we're going to let them play," there's a couple in the first half that should have been called,
well,
in my opinion.
I would agree. You know, full circle on that one, Kevin, because there've been several plays where guys are down on the ground, and you know, they don't just fall down, and there's a situation where several more fouls could have been called on both teams.
Well, I'll tell you what, hats off to Luke Northweather. You talk about working. He is trying to get the ball in the lane, and again, he is being at least double-teamed, if not triple-teamed, when he's in the paint, and he is working hard to try to get the basketball, but they did a good job of denying him the basketball in the second quarter. He had 11 points in the first quarter, didn't get any points in the second quarter. In fact, didn't touch the ball a whole lot in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's they're really banging under the boards, Kevin. He's working hard. I mean, he's had at least 2 or 3 opportunities where he's had putbacks, and they have not been able to drop for him. So it's tough going down in the paint. And really, I think the big difference in this first half has been Jake Closser. He's been able to nail him from outside, and you know, his 3 threes, and that's 9 points. They lead by 10.
Yeah, he's got 11 points in the first half, along with Luke Northweather, to lead the Blair Oaks Falcons. And they have 3 other players with 2 in the first half, and they are Quinn Cushion, along with Dylan Hare and Zach Harrigan. For the St. James Tigers in the first half, they get 8 points from Caden Giese. Logan Sparks with 5, 3 for Blake Redburn, 2
for Chris Boone. You know, you have to believe with the 10-point lead that St. James, this is the type, you know, we talked to Ryan Robertson, the head basketball coach of the Fatima Comets this morning on the coach's show, as well as Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. And what we saw in the first half is what St. James wants to do as far as this basketball game is concerned, and that's basically pack it in and make it difficult. Now, what's going to be an issue for the Tigers is coming out in the second half. If Closser can hit a couple of threes, Cushing can hit a couple of threes, they're going to have to come out to the arc, and then it opens it up inside.
Another big number that we haven't talked about yet on the scoreboard, though, is three fouls on Satterfield. He's one of the big guys underneath who's been really behind Northweather, you know, when usually Redburn or somebody out front. So he got three fouls, you know, they're going to try to keep him out on the floor. I'm a little surprising on the offensive end, though, that they haven't been more deliberate. I really thought St. James would take a little more time off the clock, be a little more deliberate with their half-court offense, but they've come down. They've tried to take it right at Luke, and, you know, he's blocked a few, but they made a couple of layups. So I would expect that you're going to see a lot more pressure put on defensively by Blair Oaks, try to get it out in transition. They won't have to worry about the half-court offense.
Boy, one big statement defensively by Luke Northweather in the first half, and that was the shot that went up that he actually slammed it off of the wall back behind the backboard.
And you called. That was one of the plays where he was laying at the free throw line on the other side, and he got up and he kind of looked at the official and he took off running down the court. And, I mean, you're right. He banged that thing out of bounds.
You know, the thing, too, you go back to the first half, Tom, and Satterfield picks up that second foul, and he has to check out. Redburn comes in. Silas Redburn comes in and plays down low for the St. James Tigers. And that's when it really started to be more difficult for the Falcons to get it inside, because Redburn was in there helping out. Not that Satterfield wasn't, but Redburn was very aggressive in his defense and trying to deny the basketball to Luke Northweather.
Yeah, he was quick. I mean, he's the quicker of the guys out there, and both him and his, I'm assuming, twin brother, they're both sophomores, about the same size, but they've both been out there, and they've been fronting him and trying to really keep Northweather out of his game. But you're right, the things really started picking up when they came into the ballgame.
You know, you can get frustrated if you're the Falcons as far as this is concerned with how it's so tough in the paint physically. But, you know, and that's one of the keys I wanted to talk with you about as we start the second half, is that the Falcons just, I'm sure that Ryan Fick is just saying, hey, we just need to run our offense. Don't get too caught up in all the other stuff that's going on. Just run your offense. If you look at it from the standpoint of St. James, I think the Tigers coach at halftime said, let's keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it's working for us. I mean, we're only 10 points down to a team that, you know, a lot of people probably didn't give us a chance to play. So, you know, 10 points down at halftime, we'll see what happens.
You know, the big separation was that 7-0 run in the first quarter when the ball game was tied at 7. The Falcons then go on a 7-0 run to lead 14-7 with a timeout being taken with 1:48 left to go in the first quarter of play, and it's been pretty much even since that point in time.
Yeah, their biggest lead was 12. They got a Closser 3 early in the second quarter, take a 23-11 lead, and really since that time, again, it's been pretty even. Not a lot of points, as you said, in that second quarter. Just 8 for Blair Oaks, 7 for St. James. Quickly shooting, neither team shooting the ball that well. 11 out of 32 in the first half for Blair Oaks. They were 4 of 12 from beyond the arc, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 turnovers. St. James, 7 of 23 from the field, just 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. As I mentioned, they also had 2 free throws. They turned the ball over 6 times. So right now, it's a 10-point lead for Blair Oak.
Falcons outscored St. James 20-11 in the first quarter, outscored them 8-7 in the second quarter. Once again, top-to-bottom scoring in the first half. First of all, for the Falcons, Luke Northweather with 11, all of his points coming in the first quarter of play. Also with 11 at halftime is Jake Closser. He had an 8-point second quarter. He has 3 threes in the basketball game for the Falcons. Quinn Cushion with 2, Dylan Hare with 2, Zach Harrigan with 2. 4 St. James, 8 from Caden Geese. They get 5 from Logan Sparks, all 5 of his points coming in the first quarter of play. Blake Redburn with 3, Chris Boone with 2, Blair Oaks 28, St. James 18. Back with more in 1 minute.
People used to grow their own food, make their own clothes, even build their own houses. Nowadays, our skills are more specialized, but there are still the DIYers who like to try their hand at, well, anything, like landscaping. For For them, Capital Sand Company makes do-it-yourself doable. Supplying superior sand and rock to do-it-yourselfers since 1973. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to Owensville. Kevin Kelly along with Tom Kramer. Hey, Tom, in the first half, Quinn Cushion held to just 2 points in the first half, but he hasn't really pushed it as far as shooting. I mean, he's missed some shots, right, but he hasn't tried to do too much at the three-point arc.
No, he really hasn't, and you're right. You know, two free throws, I mean, you would expect your second-leading scorer would average almost 20 a game, and I would expect you're going to see a little bit more out of him in the second half, but you're absolutely right, Kevin. He's taken a couple shots. He hasn't hit them, but I would expect to see a little bit more out of him here in the second half.
All right, to get the ball into the lane to Luke Northweather, what do you think the Falcons need to do here in the second half?
Luke's just got to keep working. There's no question. He's got to keep working out there. He knows he's going to get a little frustrated by the guys, but right now the Redburns aren't in there, so let's see what happens.
All right, the inbound to Chris Boone. We're underway. St. James across the timeline. Boone with the right-hand dribble. Pulls it up, looks for help, gets it from the sidelines, and there's Caden Giese in the lane. Pivots a second time, can't shoot, back to the basket, bounce pass out to Groover. Groover is scoreless in this basketball game. He's the second-leading scorer on the basketball team, almost 12 points a ball game. Didn't score in the first half. Sparks, top of the key. He pivots. Slapped at as far as the basketball by Jeffries. He gets it back, and now to Boone at the right hash mark. He backs it back out. Tom, very deliberate first trip down for the Tigers.
That's what I was expecting really the whole game, Kevin.
Caden Giese dumps it baseline. Groover. Tried to work against Pringer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Carson Pringer. 45 seconds into the third. No shot yet from the Tigers. Boone will inbound it left of the bucket. Same five starting the basketball game. In the second half, they will start as well for both basketball teams. No one in foul trouble. Satterfield had two in the first half. Falcons didn't have anybody with more than one foul. Caden Giese. Left wing jumper high off the glass, no good. Northweather gets the rebound. Baseball pass in the front court to Cushion. Cushion going out of bounds, throws it in, intercepted by Sparks. Groover back the other way for St. James. He leans on a double team, loses the ball, gets it back, and traveling is called. Squeezed him over on the left side, Tom.
He got caught between a couple of guys there, Kevin, no question about it, and just turned the ball over. Cushion comes over and talks a little bit to Ryan Fick about that last possession.
They'll inbound it to Cushion. Boone will backpedal and pick him up at half court. Cushion in the middle of the floor, lobs it to the top of the circle to Luke Northweather. Back to Quinn Cushion. Cushion, right wing, pull-up jumper from 15. Off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed in traffic. That's Carson Pringer. Puts it up, no good, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the line.
Well, nobody blocked out on that one. I mean, there was three red shirts down there, but Pringer was able to get in between all three. You can't allow that offensive rebound. We talked in the first half how well Blair Oaks is doing here early in the third quarter. Offensive rebound, a couple free throws coming up for Pringer.
Boone's first foul in the basketball game. First team foul in the second half for the Tigers. First one on the front of the iron and no good. That last miss from Quinn Cushion from the right wing, as there was a stoppage in play, he had his hands on his hips. I don't think he was happy with that shot, as it didn't go as it went off the back of the rim. Second one by Pringer is good. 11-point lead at 29-18 Falcons here early in the second half. With the basketball, that's Giese. Nice bounce pass to Satterfield. Puts it up and in.
Boy, that was strong hands that time, because one of the Falcons got a hand on him, but Satterfield was able to finish with the layup and the bucket.
First 2 points in the ball game for Trent Satterfield. 29-20. In favor of the Falcons. Between the circles, Quinn Cushion, right wing, drives to the bucket, off bounce, fadeaway jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Giese. He starts back, cuts left, spins right, gets around Cushion, comes down the lane, shot up off the glass, no good. Ball tipped up in the air and grabbed by Quinn Cushion. Outlet pass to Pringer, 1-on-1 against Boone. Layup is good.
I'll tell you what, the big guy that time altered the shot as Giese went down the lane. He just tried to bank that off the board, but you could tell the presence of Northweather was felt. And after the shot was missed, then you were able to get Blair Oaks out in transition. They got the bucket.
Head and shoulder fake on a baseline jumper by Groover. He was fouled. He'll go to the line, and it will be two upcoming for Groover, and he looks for his first points in the basketball game. It's on the way and good.
You know what they say a lot of times, Kevin, a guy who scores, sometimes you get him at the free throw line to get him going.
Foul called, I believe, is that Carson Pringer?
Yes, sir.
With his first, yep. Next one is good for Groover. First 2 points in the ball game for him. 31-22 as Redburn gets ready to check in for St. James. Bryson Jeffries between the circles puts the ball on the right hip. 5:39 left to go in the third. Gets it to Carson Pringer. Down the lane, spins, tries to put up a shot. It's blocked, knocked out of bounds. Good defense down low by Logan Sparks for St. James. And a substitution as it will be Silas Redburn checking in. And Satterfield with those three fouls will check out for the Tigers.
Yeah, guess where Silas is going.
Inbounding it to Quinn Cushion on the left baseline. Brings it up to Jeffries between the circles. Lobs it right side. Long distance three from Closser off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound is grabbed. Two-on-one break. Boone feeds it. Bounce pass Groover. Kicked out of play by Closser. Closser did a great job as it was a two-on-one break. Boone down the right side. Groover down the left side. And Closser got out and got a foot to kick it out of play. The Tigers win, bounded right at the bucket. They lob it up top. Groover with the three on the way. Long off the back of the iron. Northweather gets the iron with the rebound. Cross-court pass this time from Closser to Pringer. Baseline on the double team. Northweather back out to Pringer. Pringer comes through the lane. Feeds it in the corner. Closser for three. It's off the iron. No good. Tipped up and the rebound. No good. Then it is Bryson Jeffries who gets the rebound. He answers off the window. He is fouled and a chance for a three-point play. So Closser with the three missed. The tip followed by Northweather did not go, but Jeffries, great rebound. Put back first 2 points for him. He has a chance for a three-point play.
Offensive glass work. I'm telling you, that's been the story of this one.
And he completes the three-point play with a foul shot. Bryson Jeffries has three in the basketball game. Foul on Silas Redburn, his second in the basketball game. The lead a dozen midway through the third quarter now for the Falcons at 34-22. Giese, top of the key, feeds it Redburn left side, right back to Giese in the middle of the floor. Right-hand dribble, comes down the lane, leans, can't shoot, throws it in the corner. Redburn for three, good.
Wow, nice-looking shot that time by Redburn.
Silas Redburn with his first points in the basketball game. 34-25, 9-point lead, bounce pass. Pringer trying to save it, and it's off of the back of one. Tiger picked up by Groover. Groover with the layup, no good. Great defense by Cushion, and he gets the loose basketball. Groover looked like he was going to have a layup, but great defense to make him alter, bringing it up off the floor on the dribble by Quinn Cushion. Then Cushion bringing it up at the other end was fouled near half court with 4:19 left to go in the third. Blake Redburn checks in. Chris Boone checks out for the Tigers. Pringer lobs it. It's caught by Luke Northweather. He puts it on the floor with the left hand. Now gets it to Closser. Up top to Cushion. Cushion slides around a pick set by Northweather. Comes to the bucket. Off the glass. No good. Rims out. Rebound is grabbed by Caden Giese. Giese triple teamed in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Sparks. And a whistle and a timeout taken by St. James. All right. 4:02 left to go in the third. It is Blair Oaks 34, St. James 25. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible, to support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes, to bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line, turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to Owensville District Title Game between the Blair Oaks Falcons and the St. James Tigers. Tigers trail by 9. They've got the basketball with 3:29 left to go in the third quarter. 34-25 Blair Oaks. Between the circles with it is Caden Giese. Giese cuts to the left, left-hand dribble. Pivots, comes in the lane. Hook jump is away, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Luke Northweather. He hands it off to Closher. In the front court, it goes to Quinn Cushion. Cushion on the right sideline to Jeffries in the middle of the floor. They've brought Bryson Jeffries out of the key to the top of the circle to run the offense here in the second half, Tom.
And they're really moving around. They almost like they're at a double post right now.
Everybody out to at least the foul line across the floor right now for the Falcons. And it's Carson Pringer at the left wing. Turns, hands it off to Luke Northweather. Three is on the way. In and out and laid on the iron. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Giese. Giese is back for the Tigers at the three-point arc. Pulls up the dribble. Tried to lob it cross court. Tried to get it to Sparks. Intercepted. Here's Northweather. Throws it across the key to Quinn. Cushion. Good! And a foul and a chance for a three-point play.
Well,
Northweather down the right side to Cushion for the bucket, Tom.
I like the way the big guy ran the floor. A little two-on-one. Him from the right, Cushion from the left. Nice pass, Cushion with his first field goal of the night.
And he'll go to the line with a chance for the three-point play. Bryson Jeffries checks out. Dylan Hare checks back in for the Falcons. A substitution as well for the Tigers. Out will come Groover. In is Chris Boone. The junior at 5'9". 9-point lead at 34-25. Falcons on the way. No good. In and out with the foul shot. Rebound to the Tigers. 2:33 left to go in the third. 34-25 in favor of the Falcons. Bounce pass across the timeline. Giese gets it in the corner. Three is away. Long and no good by Redburn. And the rebound to Luke Northweather across the timeline. Lobbing it down low. Closher gets it to Hare. Circles out to the left side on the dribble. They'll go to Carson Pringer. Puts it on the floor. Drives baseline. Loses the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons.
Had to do a little bit too much that time. Good defense by St. James. Pringer came down. Kind of lost his balance. Goes out of bounds.
Closher had 11 at half. Northweather had 11 at the half. And Tom, they've been held scoreless here in the third quarter. Pringer has three. Three as well in the third quarter for Bryson Jeffries. A bucket for Quinn Cushion. Backing in, Sparks pivots to his left, can't shoot, gets it to Boone between the circles. 1:52 left to go in the third. Bounce pass to Redburn, gets away, goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Tigers. He had two
right
on the sidelines, both Silas and Blake Redburn, and somehow he bounced past it between both of them.
Yeah, no spacing on this side at all, Kevin, and Boone tried to put a bounce pass right in front of his own bench, and really no way either one of those guys were going to catch that one.
Closher, top of the key, swings it around right sideline with a Quinn Cushion. One time on the floor to Pringer, top of the circle, left side it goes to Dylan Hare with a minute 28 left to go. Right wing to Pringer, turns, hands it off to Closher. He'll come down the right side of the lane, doesn't shoot, gets it to Quinn Cushion. Double team, Redburn with the steal, ball deflected up in the air, still loose, picked up by Hare at half court. Cuts inside, loses the handle, traveling is gone. Double dribble is going to be called on the Falcons.
Yeah, good call that time. I mean, that's three turnovers in like 12 seconds, Kevin. They gave it back. The other team gave it back, and here we go. A third turnover now quickly for St. James. Groover going to come back in. Just sitting down will be Boone.
And it will be Giese bringing up across the timeline, getting ready to check back in Zach Harrigan for the Falcons. Minute 7 left to go in the third. Giese down the right side of the lane, shot up off the glass, rolls the rim, no good. Ball tipped and grabbed in the paint by Closher. Leads the break, lobs it to Pringer. Pringer head and shoulder fake, gets his man up, and he'll draw the foul.
He's going to be on the floor, so it won't be a shooting foul.
He got Giese high in the air, and a lot of times when that happens, you're concerned that that player that goes up in the air is going to come right down on the back of the player that got the head and shoulder fake on him. But he didn't on Carson Pringer. He's okay. He checks out of the basketball game. And the Falcons get ready to inbound it. Closher tried to get it in, and it rolled off of his arm, stolen away by Redburn. Here comes St. James back the other way. Silas Redburn in the lane, kicks it back out. Groover with a three, in and out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Giese. Pull-up jumper, front of the rim, no good. And the rebound this time belongs to the Falcons. And it's Harrigan. Bounce pass to Luke Northweather with 37 seconds left to go in the third. The lead is 11 for the Falcons. Hare, middle of the floor, goes to Harrigan in the corner. Dumps it down. Northweather catches, puts it up and in one motion.
Nice pass. I don't know if that's what he was intending. Threw it across. Now a steal.
Harrigan with the steal. They lob in the front court. Northweather cuts to his right. In traffic. Off the glass. Good. Count it. and a foul and a chance for a three-point play. Held scoreless through the first 7 minutes of the third quarter. In fact, held scoreless since the first quarter. Luke Northweather with a bucket, then they get a steal, a bucket in traffic, and Luke Northweather completes the three-point play with the foul shot. Silas Redburn has picked up his fourth foul in the basketball game, and now Northweather with a bucket, and a foul shot has 16, and just like that, that's the lead for the Falcons at 16 at 41-25 with 13 seconds left to go in the third. Geesey in the backcourt with 10. Works against Cushing, crosses half court, spins to the right, loses the handle, reaches to get it, whistle and a foul call.
Wow.
They're going to call this one on Quinn Cushing. That'll be his second in the basketball game.
That's the second team foul against Blair Oaks. So 5.5 seconds. St. James, plenty of time to get off a shot.
Geesey will inbound it on the left sideline. Lobs it in the backcourt, caught by Boone. He crosses half court with 3 seconds left to go. Crossover dribble, comes to the wing, drives baseline, shot blocked on the way up. It wouldn't have counted. It was out of his hand after the buzzer sounded, but just to make sure, Luke Northweather swatted it out of bounds. All right, three in the books in this district title game this afternoon from Owensville. And after three, it's the Blair Oaks Falcons 41, the St. James Tigers 25. High school basketball, Blair Oaks Falcons basketball on KWOS. We return with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks basketball on KWOS.
All right, the Falcons touch it first as we start the fourth quarter. In the third quarter, Falcons outscore the St. James Tigers 13-7. Welcome back, Kevin Kelly along with Tom Kramer. Right hash mark with it is Jake Closser. Up top to Pringer. Pringer comes to the left wing on the dribble. He continues on down, spins, pivots, kicks it back up top to Bryson Jeffries. He'll lob it right side. Caught by Closser to the wing. Pull up, jumpers away, and good. 13 in the ball game for Closser. Tom, St. James has got to speed it up now on offense. They're down by 18. Trying to move inside. Sparks lost the dribble, and it goes off of his knee. Loose basketball picked up in the paint by Northweather, and the Falcons start back. Bryson Jeffries, quick touch pass. Closser in the corner for three. Good.
Oh, he's feeling it.
Four threes, and now 16 in the basketball game for the senior Jake Closser. And it's 46-25 Falcons. Top of the circle, Sparks. Puts on the brakes, back to the basket. Pivots left and hands it off to Geesey. Geesey, top of the key, cuts to his left. Comes down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass out to Sparks. He drives baseline. Cut off there by Northweather. Bounce pass to Satterfield. Travels with a basketball. The lead is 21 at 46-25.
Well, Blair Oaks came out. Quick 5 points to start this third quarter. And pretty well blowing this thing open with a 21-point lead.
And you could tell Satterfield, as he was called for traveling, was not happy. I think it was the correct call he did,
yeah.
Too. He was more unhappy with himself on it. And he just kind of bounced the basketball away out of bounds. So here come the Falcons back the other way with 6.5 left to go in regulation. 46-25, winner gets Buffalo, as Buffalo won the district title this afternoon down at the lake as they beat School of the Osage 71-57.
You heard, you know, Coach talk about it this morning before the game. They were going to try to take away their two bigs. Somebody's going to have to come up big. And tonight has been Jake Closser, who has scored, what, we got him at 16?
Yep, 16 points with four threes. Make it 18 off the glass and good off the feed as he broke to the bucket. Beautiful pass by Bryson Jeffries. Closser caught it, put it up in traffic. The kiss off the glass with the right hand. A foul is called and a chance for a three-point play as Peyton Groover picks up his second in the ballgame.
Well, Closter with all 7 points here in the fourth quarter got a chance to make it 8.
Eyes and sends it. Good. What a ball game for Jake Closter. 3 in the first quarter. 8 more in the second quarter. Didn't score in the third quarter. 8 here in the fourth quarter. 19 in the basketball game. 16 for Luke Northweather, so they've combined for 35. Giese, head and shoulder fake, gets it to Satterfield inside. Bounce pass, and it's going to go out of bounds.
Well, they just look so uncertain right now. I'll tell you, St. James has been taken out of their game, and it's taken about 3 quarters, but Blair Oaks Falcons have started to dominate this one.
2 straight turnovers for Trent Satterfield. Left wing Pringer in the left corner. It goes to Luke Northweather. Back up on the sideline to Jeffries. Top of the key, Closter. They'll swing it in the corner to Pringer. Dumps it down to Bryson Jeffries. Over to Northweather. Northweather in lane. Finger roll.
Oh! Oh, oh baby! Man.
Avoids the charge. A little right-hand finger roll from the big fella.
That was nice.
Down the lane, Giese. Tried to feed it across to Satterfield. Deflected away. Picked up by Quinn Cushion. Leads the break. Spins! Off the glass and good! Oh, my! Highlight film! Quinn Cushion with 6, and it's a 28-point lead at 53-25 with 5 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Caden Giese at the top of the key almost had it stolen away. Now Boone off the bounce pass. 3 off the iron. No good. Bryson Jeffries. Lead pass. Carson Pringer at the other end. Head and shoulder fake. Gets 2 men up. Boy, you talk about finishing about 3 minutes here. Almost 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. And the Falcons have already scored 12. And we've seen a couple of highlight plays. One from Quinn Cushion. One from Luke Northweather. And St. James calls a timeout. Tom?
I'll tell you, Kevin, that was beautiful. A finger roll by Northweather avoiding the charge. And then after the turnover, they come down the cushion and puts one in. I mean, even Coach Fix down there smiling a little bit. I mean, they have come out in this fourth quarter, scored the first 12 points, and lead it now by 28.
I tell you what, Quinn Cushion spun so fast off of that. If I'd have done that, I'd have fallen to the floor, Tom. That was just an unbelievable play. And a timeout with 4:51 left to go in the basketball game. And the Falcons appear headed to the sectionals on Tuesday night to take on Buffalo. Right now, 2 in double figures for Ryan Fix Ball Club. Jake Closher with 19. Luke Northweather with 18 in the basketball game. Foul situation, 8 team fouls for St. James, just 2 for the Blair Oaks Falcons. And Tom, you take a look at the score sheet this afternoon. There's one Falcon that has 2 fouls in the basketball game. That's Quinn Cushion. So the Falcons, and memory serves me correctly, I think they only had 3 fouls in the first half. So they've only committed 5 fouls this whole basketball game.
There haven't been many.
And Carson Pringer will go to the line.
Pringer got hammered on that last one. St. James did not want to see a third consecutive highlight film shot. Pringer goes to the line.
First one is on the way. No good. Hit the front of the iron. Off the glass and no good. Again, that head and shoulder fake got 2 men up in the air, and the foul was called on Peyton Groover. Next one from Pringer on the way. Long off the back of the iron. Ball deflected and saved, though, by Bryson Jeffries. Tipped it up, and it's saved by Quinn Cushion. They dump it down. Pringer all alone underneath. Brings it back out on the dribble. Gets it to Bryson Jeffries. Weaves between 2. Puts it off the glass.
Boy,
yes.
How unselfish. Great pass. They get the ball down low to Pringer. He could have tried to put it up and in. He waited a split second. You've seen Jeffries. Here he comes.
He's got the steal. Bryson Jeffries dumps it out to Closter. Lays it up and in. The assist. Bryson Jeffries. The bucket. Jake Closter. He's got 21. And it's 57-25 in favor of the Blair Oaks Falcons with 4:15 left to go in the ballgame. What a clinic they're putting on here in the fourth quarter.
What a teamwork, Kevin. I'm just telling you, that's 2 plays in a row. First you get Pringer. He gives the ball to Jeffries for a layup. Then you got Jeffries leading him down, and he gives it off to Closter for a layup. I mean, just excellent team play.
Bryson Jeffries checks out. Boy, what a couple of great plays by the 6-foot junior, and almost a steal, a tip away as they tried to get it into Boone, almost stolen away by Closter. You know, you take a look at the second quarter. Again, it was the way St. James wanted to play the second quarter. Only 15 points total scored in period number 2. the Falcons outscoring St. James 8-7. It was a 10-point lead for the Falcons at the half, and boy, they have really opened up this basketball game in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass over on the sideline. St. James tries to get it inside. Geishi leans, can't shoot at the foul line. Gets it out. Redburn, three away and good.
That's a couple for him.
Yep, Silas Redburn with two threes. He's got six in the basketball game.
That's their first points of the fourth quarter.
Yep, 57-28 in favor of the Falcons. The Falcons with a 16-0 run in the fourth quarter of play. Between the circles, Pringer puts it on the floor, comes to the three-point arc, now back to the middle of the floor. He'll go over to the right hash mark to Hare, middle of the floor to Pringer, trying for the steal with Groover. Down the lane, shot.
Oh, no.
Up and in by Luke Northweather on the lob from Carson Pringer, 20 for Northweather. Here comes Boone back to the way, and a foul is called as he comes down the right side of the lane. This will be the first foul in the basketball game on Luke Northweather.
Boy, Kevin, just another assist. You saw that one coming. Pringer had an open lane to the bucket. He drives, and he just flips it up there for Northweather.
Boone will go to the line. He'll have two with 2:22 left to go in the basketball game.
We got a continuous clock here as it's zoomed up to a 30-point lead.
And he stops it by making the first one. Actually, he'll have to make the second one stop it. It's 30 even right now at 59-29. Carson Pringer checks out of the basketball game. Good round of applause for him, as was for Bryson Jeffries when he checked out for Ryan Fix Ball Club. Next one, Boone sends it on the way for the Tigers. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound grab by Northweather. Traffic clears. We're down to a minute 53 left to go in the basketball game. And it's all alone. Harrigan turns, lays it up and in. Lobbed in by Quinn Cushion. Nobody down low defensively for St. James. Harrigan catches it, lays it up and in. He's got four. 61-29 Falcons with a half a minute left to go in this one.
Kevin, I don't have the stats, but I would love to know how many assists the Falcons have had here tonight.
Boom. Top of the circle off the feet from Geishi. Pinballs out from three. Rebound is grabbed by Luke Northweather across half court. Timeout taken. Falcons want to get some other players into the basketball game here late in the district title game. Luke Northweather will check out of the basketball game. Jake Closser will check out of the basketball game. Standing ovation for those two basketball players, as well as for Quinn Cushion and for Bryson Jeffries and for Carson Pringer. It'll be a district title for the Blair Oaks Falcons. They'll head to the sectionals. I believe they will be at home on Tuesday night at the Falcon Athletic Complex to take on Buffalo. And that one is a scheduled 6 o'clock tip-off in Wardsville. 20-11. Falcons outscored St. James in the first quarter. As we mentioned, it was a 10-point lead for the Falcons at the half, a 28-18. And they've held St. James to just 11 points in the entire second half.
A three by Redfield was the only points here in the fourth quarter.
Lehman gets it to Hare. Hare at the top of the key, cuts to the left. Also out there is Justin Backus. Hare continues to dribble the basketball under a minute left to go. Hands it off to Zach Harrigan. Back to Hare. Hare backs out, resets the offense. Zach Henry out there as well, sophomore at 5'10". Braden Lehman, a junior at 5'10". As we mentioned, Dylan Hare out there along with Zach Harrigan, and Justin Backus is out there, a senior at 6'9", and now a foul near half court by Groover. We'll send Harrigan to the line, and this will be the final couple of point opportunities in the ballgame with just a half a minute left to go.
Yeah, Coach Smith just wanted to get some guys in, so he told his guys to foul, but unfortunately it's not going to help because the clock's going to run out.
Harrigan's at the line. First one is away, long off the back of the rim, ball tipped to the corner, and saving it is Hare, gets it back up top, 10 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Henry eyes the clock, gets it to Harrigan, and they'll just hold on to the basketball as the clock continues to run down. We're down to 3-2-1, and there it is. The buzzer sounds and a district title for the Blair Oaks Falcons as they defeat the St. James Tigers this afternoon here in Owensville. Your final score, the Blair Oaks Falcons 61, the St. James Tigers 29. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family. That's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to Owensville. Kevin Kelly along with Tom Kramer. They have just presented the district title plaque to the Blair Oaks Falcons, and they will head into sectional play on Tuesday night. We believe they'll be at home at the Falcon Athletic Complex to meet Buffalo. Buffalo winning their district title earlier today as they beat School of the Osage by a score of 71-57. So again, congratulations to Ryan Fick and the Blair Oaks Falcons basketball team. They celebrate with a plaque, and now they'll get their pictures taken on the hardwood floor as they prepare now for next week and a sectional basketball game against Buffalo High School. Tom, you take a look at the first quarter, you take a look at the fourth quarter, and the Falcons for those two quarters outscore St. James 40-15.
Yeah, Kevin, I mean, just blew it open that third quarter. I mean, excuse me, that fourth quarter. They came out and scored the first 16 points, and any hope that St. James had of getting an upset was squelched real fast. And what a game by the senior Klosser. I mean, he came out here, and we talked about the fact that St. James was going to try to stop the big guy, Northweather, and also Cushion, and the senior stepped up and got himself a big night.
We talked about the fourth quarter and the first quarter and the difference between the two teams as the Falcons scored 40, holding St. James to 15. How about the second half? It was a 10-point lead at halftime for the Blair Oaks Falcons at 28-18. In the second half, they outscored the Tigers 33-11. Another point, Tom, you take a look at the basketball game here this afternoon. In three of the four quarters of this contest, the Falcons held the Tigers to under 10 points in 8 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, defense, and you know, that's one of the big things with Ryan Fick, obviously, is defense. You're going to have to play defense if you're playing for Ryan. And the defense is what turned him around, turned him over in this ball game, and we really was the difference. You know, very physical game, a lot more physical in the first half, I think, than it was in the second half. But Blair Oaks going to move on.
Falcons outscored the Tigers 20-11 in the first quarter, outscored them 8-7 in the second, and it was 28-18 at the half. Falcons outscore the Tigers 13-7 in period number three. The lead 16 at 41-25 after three quarters of basketball. They finish it, and they finish it big time in the fourth quarter as the Falcons outscore the Tigers 20-4 to win this basketball game by a score of 61-29. Taking a look at the individual scoring, as Tom mentioned, huge night for Jake Klosser. He ends the basketball game. He had four threes in the contest this afternoon. He ends the game with a game-high 21 points. Luke Northweather had 20 in the basketball game. Quinn Cushion with six. Bryson Jeffries had five. Zach Harrigan with four. Three for Carson Pringer. Two tonight for Dylan Hare. Again, Klosser with 21. Luke Northweather with 20. Northweather had 11 in the first quarter of this basketball game this afternoon, Tom. Held scoreless in the second quarter when we saw that physicality in the lane, trying to get position, didn't score. Only 15 points were scored in the 8 minutes of basketball in the second quarter. But Luke Northweather with five in the third, four more in the fourth. He ends the contest with 20. He and Klosser in double figures for the Falcons, who move on now to 22-4 on the season. St. James sees their season come to a close at 10-12. Individual scoring for them, Caden Giese ends the contest with eight. Silas Redburn had six. Logan Sparks with five. Three in the basketball game for Blake Redburn. Three as well for Chris Boone. Trent Satterfield had two. Peyton Groover with two. All right, Groover, averaging nearly 12 points a basketball game, was held to just 2 points. Those 2 points coming in the third quarter of play. Their leading score at about 13 a ball game was Caden Geese. Geese was held to 8 as the Falcons win this one 61-29.
Nice win for Coach Fick and the Blair Oaks Falcons, and they're going to go on to play a little state basketball. Quickly, some numbers for the basketball game. 37% is all they shot for the Blair Oaks Falcons. They were 25 of 54, just 31% from beyond the arc, 5 of 16, 6 of 11 at the free throw line for 54%. They had 9 turnovers, just 25% shooting. For St. James, they were 10 of 40, 26% from beyond the arc of 4 of 15. They were 5 or 6 at the free throw line for 83%. They turned the ball over 15 times.
We're back to wrap up our broadcast after this 30-second timeout.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Whoa! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Last night in a game broadcast right here on KWOS, a district title for the Jefferson City Jays as they defeated the Helias Crusaders 65-63. The Jays advance on to sectional basketball on Tuesday night. They will head down to Waynesville to take on the Waynesville Tigers. And here this afternoon in Owensville, the Blair Oaks Falcons capture a district title with a 61-29 victory over the St. James Tigers. They will meet Buffalo in sectional action on Tuesday night. We believe that game will be in Wardsville at the Falcon Athletic Complex. We will be somewhere on Tuesday night, 5:45 with our pregame show, 6 o'clock with the play-by-play, as we'll have sectional basketball action right here on KWOS. Final thoughts from Tom Kramer this afternoon.
No, Kevin, I mean, I just thought that Blair Oaks, you know, you hear and watch them all season long. They're known for their defense. They're known for, you know, the big side guy inside, Northweather, Cushion. Big night today for Closter. They just put it all together, and really they were just too much for St. James, and it's good to see them move on.
61-29 is your final scores. The Blair Oaks Falcons defeat the St. James Tigers, and with the victory, Ryan Fick and the Blair Oaks Falcons move to 22-4 on the season. They are the district champions. They are headed to the sectionals on Tuesday night, where they will meet Buffalo. Once again, your final score this afternoon from Owensville, Blair Oaks 61, St. James 29. For Tom Kramer, this is Kevin Kelly. We'll see you next time when the round ball hits the hardwood floor on KWOS.
104.5 KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High school basketball on 104.5 KWOS.